You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today, the show is brought to you by Be Who You Are magazine. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm so excited to have such an awesome guest on the line from Florida, Jamel Gordon. Hi, Jamel. How are you today?
Hello, how are you? I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you in here and talk about your new amazing song, Funky Love Remix, but we'll get into that in a little bit. So tell us, you know, a little bit about your background. So you're a model, singer, and actor. So how did this all come about for you? What did you start doing?
Well, as a young Southern guy, I actually was born in a church, and I was validated and mandated by my parents to do something inside the church. And so I was, you know, really, really gifted with the drums. I loved to play the drums and the keyboard at the age of 3. And so I became a musician really early, and then singing automatically came to me. And then when I got 13, I was offered in a model magazine called Boy Craze. It was all over the United States of America, and I was in the top 10. And so that's how modeling started, and then acting started, because a lot of people have been saying, well, man, if you do modeling, you may need to do acting. And I was like, no, I don't know. That's kind of more hard work. And so I've just been doing a little extra work in Barbershop 3 and things of that nature. So I'm very super excited and very blessed to have those opportunities.
Absolutely. So obviously you're a singer. What was the first song you ever wrote?
Actually, the first song I ever wrote was when I was younger. It's like a Christian song. But the first song now that I'm writing is more of a love song. I love ballads and love songs. And this song that you're talking about right now is called Funky Love, the remix. And I'm super excited because what this song does, it teaches people, but also like reach down into their funky side, their dancing side, their fun side, where they just want to take those stress releasers off or take off just to have fun. And so I just incorporate that with the musical.
Love it. And I love the beats because it's such a mix. Like, it doesn't just sound like standard pop and R&B. It's like a little bit of jazz, and like, it's awesome.
Yes, it really did. How the beat came about, I actually worked with a producer that was working with Anita Baker and Paz Neo. And basically, I went to his house and I was like, hey, I want this type of beat. I want something that sounds, that have that feel with the uptown funk, but also I want to make sure that I understand, but the audience understand that where that came from, what was that original root of that music. So I was like, well, I love Whitney Houston. She's one of the greatest singers. And I was like, but I love the version of I'm Every Woman, but I'm like, I'm not a woman, of course. So I was like, but I do like that composition. So then I started just deep down and stuff, and then I started listening to Rick James. And so it was just a combination of a lot of good music and good artistry. And so I just wanted to put my own creativity together. And so once I went back and forth with the producer, we found something that we liked it and something that I actually agreed upon.
That's so great. Now, what inspired the lyrics? You know, a lot of hard thought goes into lyrics when it comes to music, right?
What inspired the lyrics? Actually, the week of me creating that song, I had no voice. When I say I had no voice, I actually couldn't speak at all. I don't know where it came from. It never happened to me. And so I was trying to sing the song in the lowest range on lowest possible. And it was funny. I was just basically making a story. As an artist, I always like to tell stories. And so what I was trying to do was trying to bring back the way men see women and the way they should approach women and how the women should be appreciative of. And also dancing at the same time, appreciation all the things that women do, but also how sexy they are, how beautiful they are, and also in a mindset how they were blessed, you know, a blessing on the earth. So that's where that story came from. I'm thinking of my sisters, my mom, my aunts, and friends that I love so much, and I want them to dance off of things, songs like that. So that's where that story came from. So I just did like a basic a song that would be general.
Love it. Now, when was the official launch date? When did it go live on iTunes?
It actually went live on iTunes. The remix went live on iTunes January the 25th.
So exciting. So it's only been out a few weeks. That's so exciting.
Yes, ma'am. All in a few weeks. Yes.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations. I'm so excited for our audience to listen to it. It's so great. We're going to go on commercial break so we could listen to it, but we'll be back in a few moments.
something else. I swear. Are we on?
Yeah.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
It's timeless, baby. Baby, wish upon a star. I can be a superstar. Buy you expensive things. Even let you be my queen. I lie you on a private jet. Have you been to London yet? Let you start your movie screen. Even your own TV. It's Friday night party time. I've my favorite life. This time I'm gonna make you dance. Make you feel my turbulence. Make you feel my turbulence. Make you feel my turbulence.
And we're back. I hope everybody enjoyed Jamel Gordon's new amazing song, Funky Love Remix. So, Jamel, of course, you know, you said earlier your inspiration has been people such as Whitney Houston. So what inspired you to become a musician to begin with? I know you grew up in a church. So was there somebody in your family that was a singer?
Yes. My father actually is a songwriter and singer that never had the opportunity to showcase his gift because he had four kids back to back. But excuse me.
It's okay.
But also, before that, I actually didn't have enough support from the mother and the father's side because of the lack of income in both of those areas. And so he couldn't, you know, go to any showcases and things. So he just had so much inspiration inside. And so I have the opportunity to do the same thing because my dad support me, my mother support me, my family support me. And so it's my goal and my honesty to actually live my dad's dream and allow him to live my life, live his life through me. because he actually does so much for us as a family. And so that singing came from that way. So basically my mom was really in the church and my dad kind of was and kind of was not. I would go to church and hear some of the Christian songs like the Winans or the Clark Sisters or things of that nature. And then I would get in the car and my dad would have the Aretha Franklin, the Temptation, Curtis Mayfield. And so Marvin Gaye. And so I just had both. Best of both worlds. And so as a kid having best of both worlds of different music and both of greatest music of all time, I just basically just grew into a great artistry. And so that's how that music started coming up. And so I was excited about it.
And especially to have your parents' support, like that is everything, you know, when you have a good support system, it only helps you go further, you know? So let's definitely talk now about, you know, where do you see yourself over the next 5 years? What are some goals you have as a musician, an artist, a singer, a model?
Some of the goals I do have and some of the things I will accomplish by doing those things. Basically, I want to have a great brand that supersedes just the monetarily, but also the physicality of what these brands are doing now. I am an entrepreneur. I am a personal trainer. I am an artist. I am a human being. I am an advocate. So I want people to understand that you can do all those things if you just set your mind to it. My 5-year goals right now is basically reaching across the four walls of this world with great love and inspiration that we can love, we can get to where we need to be. We can be who we want to be with the creative of love. One of my inspirational artists that died, and I just really loved him, was James Brown. Basically, it was a big riot in the city that he was from, and everyone came to hear him sing and hear what he had a message about before they even could retaliate on what they were going to do, a yes or no. And to have so much power and impact on people like that, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to the world. Michael Jackson, one of the amazing people I love as well. So if they say jump off the bridge, people sometimes try to do it because of the impact that it's just the impact that music and artistry have on people. And so I appreciate that, but also I understand that. So my whole goal is to just stay humble and just do that direction and just give off a great great energy in the universe so that people understand that there is someone that loves what they do, and you can feel that energy once I hit the stage.
Absolutely. You do some live performances too, right?
Yes, I do. I do live performances. I have been doing a couple in Atlanta, Georgia, in Florida as well, my hometown. I am open to do live performances. You can always, you know, reach me or my PR, and I am open to do any type of performance anywhere, as long as that we are giving off a great message and someone can be reached and also be filled with so much inspiration that they will just have so much joy.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Jamel, it's been such a pleasure to have you. Your song is absolutely amazing. Please tell us where everybody can follow you on social media and download your song.
Yes, yes. Hello, everyone. This is your boy, Jamel Gordon, and I am on the radio right now, and I am with my super friend. I'm on the radio. I want her to say her name. I'm on the radio with who?
Jay-Z.
All right. You guys know it. Please, please. You guys can follow me on Instagram at JAG_world, WRLD. I'm going to say it again, JAG_world, WRLD. You can find me on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages because I am just that cute. but my name is JAMAL, Gordon, GRDON. You can find the guy with the muscle, with the fitness picture, or you can find the guy with the pretty face, okay? If I'm on your Snapchat, you just find me on JAG World, Jag World. It's my initials. I didn't do it, but I'm super excited that you guys love what you're going to hear. The new remix with Mr. Producer Timeless in Indianapolis, Indiana. I am super excited. My new single right now is Funky Love. Go out and get it, you guys. iTunes.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, that was going to be my next question, so they can get it on iTunes. Perfect.
You get iTunes, Google Play, CD Baby, all the above.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jamel. It's been so great to have you.
No, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day, and I am super excited. Let's do this again next month.
You got it. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Social Scene, everyone, with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises and the amazing Jamel Gordon, and stay tuned till next time. Today, the show is brought to you by BrieReinhart.com. BrieReinhart.com. Don't forget, the social scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.